Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Seasonal Affective Disorder. That's my topic. Seasonal Affective Disorder is a form of depression. It's a form of depression that occurs seasonally. It occurs because of external conditions which prevail at certain times of the year, namely from December to March, and primarily in the Northern Hemisphere or the Northern portions of the continent. It occurs in areas where the sun is very scarce during the months of December, January, February, and sometimes into March, where there is inadequate sunlight, inadequate exposure to sunlight in the course of the days at living and activities. And because of that, there is inadequate stimulation to the brain, and the brain cannot function in its normal way, because it doesn't have the stimulation that comes naturally in the course of daily living. So the whole efficiency and effectiveness of brain functions is minimized and reduced during these months of the year for people who live in that part of the country. But not everybody. There are only some people that are prone to being affected by the lack of sunlight. And we don't have a real clear indication as to who they are so that we can predict ahead of time who's going to be so affected. But we know that 20 million people in the United States experience some degree of seasonal related depression every year. So it's a significant problem. And sometimes the only way we really know is for a person to come forward and say, look it, the last number of years I get depressed in the month of December or January or February. And then I seem to feel better when spring comes around. They're telling us that they are probably being affected by the lack of sunlight or the inadequacy of sunlight during those months of the year. People can almost self-diagnose when it comes to this particular disorder or form of depression. Now, a depression occurs for many different reasons. This is one, but it's seasonal. So if you're depressed at other times of the year as well, then it's usually something else. The experience of loss in our life is a major source of depression. The loss of a loved one. The loss of somebody who is important to you for certain reasons. The loss of objects that are important to you. The loss of opportunities that are important to you. The loss of a career that's important to you. The loss of funds that are important to you. And so on. Loss relates to depression. Loss contributes to depression. Just the lack of positive reward. You do things, but you're not rewarded. You're ignored. That contributes to depression. The lack of affirmation, the lack of positive reinforcement or reward of various kinds contributes to depression. Particularly if you live a life where there is the absence of reward, the absence of reinforcement, the absence of affirmation, the absence of affirmative action in your life. So seasonal affective disorder is kind of one form of depression. There are many, and it doesn't usually respond to medication. You can take medication, but it usually doesn't help. Might help a little bit. It usually doesn't help. Seasonal affective disorder is a particular form of depression that needs to be addressed in a certain kind of way. I'll discuss that in just a moment. But if you have the what we call SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorder, you probably, during those months of the year, December to March, experience symptoms such as low mood, lethargic attitudes and lethargic emotions and activity, lack of energy, sleep disruption, irritability, loss of interest, feelings of hopelessness, sometimes even helplessness, difficulty concentrating, anxiety, weight gain, feelings of despair, feelings of loss, increased levels of agitation, irritability, and sometimes even violence. So you see, the absence of sunlight has a profound effect upon the brain, which then has a profound effect upon behavior patterns, which then has a profound effect upon our social relationships, our mood levels, our energy levels, our enthusiasm levels, our productivity, our success levels at that time of the year. So it's a major, major issue for some people. Now, as I said, medication doesn't usually have much benefit, although you can try it, some form of an antidepressant. But really what has been the most effective answer to seasonal affective disorder is going to the store and buying a light, a certain kind of light that has about, it's called a light box, by the way, has about 20 times brighter light than the natural light. 20 times brighter than the natural light. It's a very, what we call the bright light. So this, you look in that light about 20 to 30 minutes a day. You read a book. You do your homework. You read a paper. You work on some figures. You do your crossword puzzle. You know, whatever it might be, you do some activity for about 30 minutes while that light is on. And you're being exposed to that particular light for that half-hour period of time. They filter out the damaging UV rays that come from the normal lights. So it's there for you to use. My understanding, you can buy this at Costco. There are companies that sell this. There's companies in Canada, there's companies in the United States that sell the bright light. The bright light, it's a box light. Look it up on the internet. It's called light therapy. And you may need that. Now, right now, we're into the month of February and almost into March. So for most people, they've had now the seasonal affective disorder already during the winter months. And they're now coming out of it because the sun is beginning to come out again and stay out for longer periods of time. We're no longer in those shorter days and longer nights. We're now shifting backwards. So it's easier now to be exposed to the bright light of the sun. And that's what you need. There's probably no light bulb in the home or in your office that is as bright as you need for light therapy. You need a light that's 20 times brighter than natural light. So that's what we call a bright light. I've used them. I've sat underneath them. I've exposed myself to it. It's a very, very bright light. But it's a stimulating light. It stimulates the neurons of the optic nerve and on into the brain and gives that a sense of arousal. And if you do it every day, maybe for a week, and then for another week and every day, and then for another week every day. Do it during those months of December, January, February, and you will overcome your own seasonal affective disorder by virtue of buying a light, which may be $100 to $150 bucks, and you've taken care of it. Much cheaper than medication, visits with your physician, who probably can't help you anyway, and maybe even psychotherapy. Now, there may be a need for psychotherapy because if you're depressed, there may be an underlying depression that you don't know about or that you're not really aware of or feel is important. Something in your life, some trauma in your life, something in your past life, something that's been bothering you but you have never resolved. But it comes out more dramatically during the winter months. Well, that might be a cause then for you to use the bright light, but also connect with a therapist that you can connect, you can talk to and explore the ideas of depression in your life, the sources of depression in your life, the causes of depression in your life, and the overcoming of depression in your life. That might be a very good thing to do. And get it resolved, get it taken care of. So now that we're at the end of the winter months, probably not such a great need for the bright light, but if you had depression this winter and you didn't do anything about it, then I think my advice to you would be get a hold of a therapist that you can talk to, that you have confidence in, that you like, that you can relate to, and have a couple visits dealing with the sources of depression, the causes of depression, the resolution of depression in your life. What it really take to get that resolved and removed from your life so that it isn't such an annoyance every year. Now, that may not take away your seasonal affective disorder, because that's a kind of a neurological disorder, but it may help the overriding and girding level of depression that might be there in addition or otherwise. So I pass that on to you for your advice and for your guidance and for your action. Do something about it. Don't go through another winter depressed. If you are depressed, don't go through another winter of having increased levels of depression because you're not getting enough light. So remember, the winter months, get yourself outside into the sunlight. And if you can't do that, buy a bright light and use it daily for at least a half hour and expose yourself to that bright light that will stimulate the brain and restore the brain and revive the brain and give the brain energy, which in turn will give you a lift, give you the energy that you need for the day and for the activities that you're called upon to perform. You don't need to live with depression, seasonal or otherwise. Depression is treatable. Do something about it, okay? Well, anyway, nice to talk to you, and I appreciate your being with us on the podcast today. I refer you to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. There's a book there on overcoming depression, coming out of depression. So if depression is your theme, or you know somebody who tends to be depressed, there's a book there that you may want to get a hold of. Dealing with depression, it gives you some self-help ideas as well as things that therapists do to help you overcome depression. So I recommend it to you. Okay, bye for now.